Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division, and this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is him.
All right, sir, and how can I assist you today?
I was trying to file for my unemployment.
Okay, so you'd like to open a claim today, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's see if we can't help you out with that. What is your Social Security number, sir?
424-353-773.
All right, let's look and see here. All right, sir, and what is your date of birth?
9/28/90.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
What is that number?
839-5555.
Okay, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Laura Jones.
All right, let's see if we can get going here now. All right, now you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment for up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, never.
Okay. All right, and have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right, and has your name changed since the last time you filed?
I never filed.
Okay, and have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And have you worked under a different Social Security number in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. What's your phone number?
205-399-4408.
Okay. Okay, now that number you gave me, your driver's license number, is that a driver's license or an ID?
A driver's license.
Okay, and it's Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your race?
African American.
Okay, and what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
All right, and you are a U.S. citizen, correct? Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. And what is your address?
1306 Second Street Southwest, Roof Farm, Alabama.
All right, and what is that zip code?
35481.
Okay, and now there's no apartment number or lot number or anything with that, is there?
No, they're just a house number, 1306.
All right. All right, what's your occupation?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Okay. All right, and are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Sir.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
You said, do I require work through a union hall?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
He said he didn't know for sure when he was calling back. He said it might be around October.
All right.
The thing is slow right now. He don't know when it'll pick back up.
All right. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 40.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
$17.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Okay. Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Okay. Now, are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government anytime between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
Yes, I had a job traveling. We were traveling different states working.
Truck driving though, right?
No, I was working on a railroad.
Oh, okay. So I got you. Okay, what states?
We done been to North Carolina. We done been to Louisiana.
Louisiana. North Carolina, you said?
Yes, sir.
Let's see, North Carolina. There it is. Okay. Anywhere else?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay.
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Let's see. Tennessee. Where'd you go, Tennessee? Let's see here. Tennessee, got it. Okay.
Georgia.
Georgia. All right, and all that was in that time period from April 1st of 2023 to March 31st of 2024?
Oh, yes, sir. We traveled. We probably stay at a place like a week, 2 weeks, then we'll go to the next place.
Okay.
We were just doing repairing the bridges.
Okay. Yeah, I was just making sure because, you know, I got a buddy of mine who works for the railroad. He doesn't do the bridges. He does the undercutting and everything. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I was just wanting to make sure that it was all those different states, you know, in that period of time. So.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You said 2023?
April 1st of 2023 to March 31st of 2024.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right.
Okay. Well, was there any others?
Other state I traveled to?
Yeah. During that time period?
No, sir. No,
okay.
Sir.
All right. All right. There we go. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Like, what you mean?
Like taking taxes out of your check.
Tell me when I work?
Do you want them to if you get approved for unemployment? Do you want them to take them out of your unemployment check?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't want that account against me.
Okay. All right. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Direct deposit. Okay. Now, is that going to be in your checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And can I get your routing number?
Well, I find it. By how long do you think it'll be before I know if I'm approved or not?
Well, all that'll be in the instructions, but I will tell you this, that we tell you it takes about 3 weeks to approve to process. But here lately, it has been taking a little longer since there's so many people filing claims.
All right. I got a Alabama Credit Union routing number, and I got a Alabama one checking number.
All right. Well, I'm going to need the routing number first.
2 6 2 2 7 7 1 8 9.
All right, and could I get that one more time for confirmation?
2 6 2 2 7 7 1 8 9.
All right, and can I get your account number?
I think this is, yeah, this one. 5 5 1 0 0 0 1 5 9 0 7 1.
All right, and can I get that one more time for confirmation?
5 5 1 0 0 0 1 5 9. 9071.
Okay. All right, and who was your employer?
My last employer? Harper Chamber.
Okay, Harper Chambers, okay, lumber company?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is their phone number?
205-345-4590.
All right. And what city did you work in?
With this company?
Uh-huh.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa? Okay. Yes, okay, let's see. Alabama. And what was your employment start date with them?
Let's see if I can find out my email. I know I was there 3 months. Okay. I know that.
Okay.
Hold on. So June, I might be off by a couple of days.
Okay.
So by June 11th.
Okay, 2024.
Yeah, yes, sir. Hold on. No, it had to be in May because I've been up 3 months. I'm gonna say the end of May.
Okay, May what?
Just May. I said May. I can't remember when. May 30. I said May 30.
Okay. And what was your last date that you worked?
Friday. That was the 9th.
August 9th of 2024?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you said you're no longer working because of lack of work, right?
Yeah. It said he told me work slowed down and he didn't really have enough for us to do. And he would probably call me back in October.
Right.
Okay. But like, don't wait around on me.
Right. Yeah, it's lack of work. Nothing going on.
Right.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay, have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. All right, you certify that all of your answers are true and correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, now you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Sir.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
All right. You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, sir.
All right, you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefits Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, now the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That's where you'll update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim doesn't automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. And you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, just go where it says file weekly certification on the home page, or you can do it over the phone at 800-752-7389. All right.
And what's that to file for?
To put in your weekly certification to get your to put in for your check every week. Okay. Now your weekly certification can be made on Sunday from 12 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Okay. Now Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. And you must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer wasn't hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit an Alabama Career Center. Okay, now I'm going to give you your confirmation number, and then I'm also going to give you your PIN number, okay?
Hold on. Let me get to my notes real quick.
All right.
And so, basically, I just have to report to y'all to show that y'all that I'm trying to look for a job.
Yeah, pretty much. That's right. Yep. You have to, you know, tell them the three job searches you did for each week that you do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I had to call back and tell them.
You just had to go to the website I gave you.
Okay. I'm ready for the.
Okay, you ready for your confirmation number?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, that's going to be 498.
498-013-013-405.
Okay, now let's get your PIN number. This is the one you'll need. Your PIN number is what's going to get you into your portal so you can make that certification every week. Okay.
Okay.
That's going to be 7390.
7390.
All right.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, and what's the website again?
It is
Hold on. Website. Okay, I'm ready.
It's Alabama Works.
Alabama Works.
.alabama.gov.
.alabama. With the S?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Alabama Works. .alabama. That goes.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, confirmation number 498-013-405.
Yes, sir.
PIN 7390.
Yes, sir.
Alabama Works. Alabama. Goes.
That's it.
Okay.
All right, sir. Is there anything else we can assist you with today?
No, sir.
All right. And I do want to thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. And you have a nice day today, sir.
Okay, sir. You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.